Michelle Long. Time for a daily market wrap this Thursday, March 30, 2023. Asian markets fluctuated on Thursday, with investors still looking for more reason to buy in, while stateside, the NASDAQ 100 entered bull market.
We're going to see bouts of volatility throughout this year because that stress in the banking system that has suddenly come to the surface is somewhere there. There are companies or investors or maybe banks or maybe particular funds that are overextended.
HSBC's head of equity strategy for Asia-Pac, Harold van der Linde, sees a decent growth outlook in Asia, with bond yields coming lower in second half of the year as inflation worries recede in the U.S., which is net-net positive for Asian equities. He adds the Fed might take longer to cut, though, because historically, the central bank tends to cut 6 months after it's done the last hike. Van der Linde also shares his neutral view on Philippine risk assets.
We've been quite positive on Philippine equities late last year, but we've toned that down a little bit. At the moment, we're neutral. Why is that the case? I still think that your index is probably going to end up by the end of the year just below 7,000, 6,950-ish or something, somewhere there. But so there is still upside in this market. I think there will be a little bit more upside in other markets. Think about China, for example. They're coming from a much lower base. They're on the Philippines, most funds have already reasonably well positioned themselves in the Philippines. So there's not that much additional buying.
For the day, the PSE index eventually settled up by a fifth of 1% at 66.44. Meanwhile, DA Market Securities' Nisha Alicer says investors are still holding their breath for inflation and interest rates data.
I think we're seeing a bit of a return to optimism. However, in a general sense, I think we're still considering what will happen to interest rates and inflation, at least for the local aspect.
In corporate stories, for those who missed it, the Gokongwei-led JG Summit suffered an 86% drop in 2022 full-year profit to 700 million pesos as a steep 9% devaluation of the peso affected the group's dollar debt and ate into record-high revenues for the year. Also absent last year was the 6 billion pesos of gains and contributions from its food manufacturing arm's discontinued Oceania operations. Breaking down the unit's performance, Chippy and C2 maker Universal Robina posted a 12% growth in bottom line, managing to overcome commodity volatility, while Robinson's Land posted record-high income thanks to steadily growing office segment. Cebu Air narrowed losses. JG Summit sees inflation slowly easing out on a sequential basis. It is hopeful that domestic consumption will remain buoyant while they expect to benefit from the reopening of China in the airline and petrochemicals business. While Mondanisin posts a reported net loss of 13 billion pesos, a reversal from the 3 billion profit the year before due to non-cash, non-operating impairment of the intangible assets of Marlow Foods, which owns Corn and Cauldron. The impairment was caused by the application of a higher discount rate due to prevailing higher interest rates, some margin compression, and rationalization of the trend in the meat alternative category. Without this one-off, core net income attributable to shareholders would have come in at 6.6 billion, still lower year-on-year. Also weighing on earnings, elevated raw material and energy costs. On the plus side, the company recognized derivative gains from the unwinding of the cross-currency swap and a modest growth in revenues thanks to a strong recovery in noodles.
You know, I'm very tempted to go public and generate more funds.
Finally, Lamoyan Corporation, which makes Happy Toothpaste, is confident it can keep growing by double digits despite price pressures.
My greatest fear is one day they stop brushing their teeth because they cannot afford toothpaste. Then we have a problem. They can still afford because we bring down the container of toothpaste from the regular tubes. It's now available in sachets, which is 30-40% cheaper than tubes. So this is the way to move forward.
That is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.